Up and down in corn and beans, but fairly flat all day long. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. All the final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. I secured that at the end of the session from Arlen Suderman of Stone X. USDA world supply and demand estimates out at noon Eastern time on Tuesday. Not much was expected, and Arlen, it appears not much was forthcoming from USDA, and the markets had a very quiet day, really, before and after the report.
Yeah, really pretty disappointing because USDA kind of continuing to kick the proverbial can down the road with the U.S. corn and soybean balance sheets. They really need to be increasing their corn export target. They could actually bump their ethanol use number as well. Of course, feed usage will hinge on the stocks numbers to be released at the end of the month. Soybeans, they could bump soybean exports a little bit, but they really need to be looking at cutting domestic use of soybeans. So either they don't know what's happening on the biofuel production level, or they're trying to ignore it and hope the problem goes away, one of or the other. And they did neither right now. They say that they're not applying any changes to the balance sheets based on tariff policies until tariffs are enacted, and the tariffs against Mexico currently are not enacted. They're paused until April 2nd. Well, if that's the case, then why are they not increasing export target? And we're so far above the pace where we need to be to hit USDA's target that a 50 to 75 million bushel increase could easily be justified, and that's just a portion of what we'll probably eventually see, bringing those ending stocks down, and that could certainly boost our price prospects for farmers if they were to do so. Wheat, we did see a reduction of 15 million bushels on exports, but along with a 10 million bushel increase in imports. So that raised ending stocks by 25 million bushels. World wheat stocks rising while corn and soybean stocks decreased. But outside of that, the market's kind of sliding lower into the end of the day's trade.
Arlen Suderman commentary. Arlen is with Stone X. This segment is powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For more information, visit purplewave.com.
Hi, this is third-generation farmer and agricultural law attorney John Schwarz. I've been through farm succession planning on my family farm and helped over 600 fellow farm families with their succession plans. I can help your family too. You've worked hard your entire life. Don't let the farm be lost through taxes, nursing home, Medicaid, disgruntled heirs, lawsuits, or other unpleasant situations. You don't need to go it alone. Let me help you navigate this storm and protect the family farm. Visit thefarmlawyer.com for more information.
On the Hat Tuesday market review, just a little lower at the end of trade as May corn dips a penny and three quarters down to 470 and a quarter. July a penny and a half down 477. September also down a penny and a half, 449 and three quarters. May and July bean contracts lose 2 3/4, also moving from higher to just below even by the end of trade. May contract 10.11 and a quarter, July 10.25 and a half. Lower all day, Chicago wheat. May ends at 5.56 and 3/4, a nickel and 3/4 down. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.